second one of Bruce's children, which is Mashiach, there was Zechet to six blessings. And that is, the exact place is here. How do I do this? Around 15, 16 lines up from where it gets wide. Inside the Gimel and base. Tonight we're going to talk about an interesting topic. Mr. Hashem, we always deal with, people deal with hardships differently. We constantly face, on a daily basis, most people on a typical day will have things that don't go the way they planned. A typical day, it could be anything from car problems to missing a bus to missing a phone call to a million things can go through. If you take stock from the minute you get up in the morning to the minute you go to sleep, just keep a log. Keep a simple log of how you planned the day. In other words, how the day, if it was like the fairy tale story, perfect, how it would go from everything, from opening up your closet to take out your shirt and getting the one you wanted and not picking out the Shabbos one. Every morning you pick out the same one. Enough. You know that one I wear on Shabbos. I don't wear that one during the week. Why is it on Monday I pick it out? Then Thursday I pick it out again. I really should chop that. I have to go to... For some reason, if you start your day and you travel through to the end and you don't miss anything, you'll have a list of so many things that... They go from the annoying to painful to tremendous loss. You know, tremendous losses, like the way we picture. So these things are called Yisurim. In plain English, they're called Yisurim. They're called Yisurim.
Tribulation.
What?
Tribulation.
Right. And
plain
English. I said plain English. Right, there you go. Okay? And the Gemara today shows us certain benefits. Now, just keep in mind, no one asks for Yeshua. You know, the famous Maisa, I think it was with the Chafetz Chaim, someone over here in Davening, that Hashem should take his life al Kiddush Hashem. So that he could have that chus. Okay? I think it was the Chavetz Chaim. But that's not Yisurim. That means when the point came, it's when it's time to go, I'm anyways going, let me go this way, because I'll have much more, you know, it's a much bigger reward. In other words, not that, or do it today. No. It was when the time comes, why go when I can get this amount of schusim? Go this way and I'll get that amount of schusim. You're going anyways. But that I'm not talking about, that's a very, if it's even a true story, I don't even know. But it's a very high madrega. But even that is not asking for Yisurim. No one asks for Yisurim. We're not asking to have a hard time. Halavai, we would be able to handle with the time we have. But Lamaisa, like it or not, any given day, any given hour, has things that come up that it's fully loaded with issues. It's the way it is. So in this Gemara, we'll see a little bit of how to view it. And I came across some interesting anecdotes I'll share with you. There's a tremendous chizuk in general. Gemara says Mashiach was the second one of the descendants that were going to come out of Rus. Yitziv v'nocha olav, and it rests on him Ruach Hashem, Ruach Chochma, Ubino, Chochma is knowledge, Bina is understanding, Ruach Eitzo Ubura, Ruach Das v'Yiras Hashem. This comes out to six, Rashi says. These six different kinds of brachas of Ruach and understanding, Mashiach was zeichet to, and this is one of the six descendants of Rus. Now the next pasuk right after that, it says, "Utziv Rabbi Yichai B'Yiras Hashem, when he had a tremendous Yiras Hashem, Rabbi Yichai was lashon of reach. It was sniffed. It was imbued into him. He had a tremendous Yiras Hashem. So there's the machlokes. Amar Rav Alexandri Melamed Tino Mitzvus V'Yisurim Kirechayim, that it was placed upon him Mitzvus and Yisurim Kirechayim. What is Rechayim? The sifter, or sieve, something that you do sifting with. It means that he had a tremendous amount of Yisurim and Mitzvus put upon him. And we'll talk about this in a second. Let's just see what Rava says. Right? Rava Amar the Meir Vadoin. Meir Vadoin means he sniffed. Vadoin means he knew who the guilty parties and who the innocent parties were without even hearing the court case. Yeah.
Why
are you
cast
it? What? Yeah, so that's a question in general that he'll either will know or he knew, depending if he was here, he died and he's going to be born again. You're right, you have a good point. No, you didn't miss something. You're right. But the Mashiach, when it will be, or he was and he was nifta and he's going to come back, that some say is the case. I don't think that's what the Gemara is talking about. You're right, I'm using the wrong tense. These qualities are going to be in Mashiach when, right. And he was and is going to be a descendant of us. Correct. Correct.
What is the mitzvahs in question? Like new mitzvahs? When you say mitzvahs, you mean the scar that he did done a mitzvah?
Oh, both. That means there are tremendous things that he had put on him, and besides that, he had tremendous yisur. Whatever that means. Now, in plain English, we understood what yisur meant to us, but we don't really have an understanding of what it meant to Mashiach. However, the Maral, the Netzach Yisrael, brings down that the Maral says that the reason why he's had the ability to judge people without making a mistake was because he was, so to speak, like purified. In other words, he's cleansed through this, the famous Maral, and it's true, Yisurim is memarik, a person, it cleans a person out. And it brings you to Madrego that you could do things that without these Yisurim you would not have been able to accomplish. Now, again, do you ask for them? No. But since they're coming anyways, we could try to catalog it and try to understand it, that when we deal with our mundane tribulations, we'll deal with it the right way. I'll share with you a couple of anecdotes on this Nakuda. Very, very bechizik in general, but things I didn't know. And the question is, like always, how to apply it. But at least first we have to understand what it is. Then we'll figure out how to use it. Yitzchak Avinu, this week's parasha, he couldn't see. He had a hard problem seeing. We all know what happened, of course, the tears when he was on the Akedah from the Malachim, and it created that he had a hard time seeing. Okay, so the Medrash brings down. There's a Medrash on this Chazal that the truth is Yitzchak Avinu, he understood clearly the concept of Midas Adin, loss of love. He really knew that. And he understood that there's going to be an accounting. And it was real to him. Not like you just read it in a book. It was something that was very real to Yitzchak. And therefore, he wanted to know all of his Yisurim. Techiyana Eino Meirois, he wasn't able to see. There was tremendous Yisurim involved in that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that the Lashon is tshuvas HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'tfiyah zu hoysa, chayecha davar toiv atah mevakesh, u'mimcha ani maschir shenema v'ayu ki yizokin Yitzchak v'tchiyana inu meirach. It means, Yitzchak Avinu understood that there's going to be an accounting. Therefore, he wanted to, so to speak, be cleansed here before he gets to the next world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu acquiesced and had Vatachiana Eina Meirois. So we see an interesting thing over here, which is according to this Medrash, it seems, different than what we just said, that Yitzchak Avinu was saying, look, I know there's going to be a day. So therefore, you know something? Give me a hard time today. This way, I'll be cleansed. But that's a hard thing to say because it's really not the way we understand. It's once it comes. So then, if that's the case, so what we just like saying? Once it came, it was about the chiyana eino meirois. He wasn't able to see. So now, what we just like saying? Yitzchak was saying like. So to speak, like I don't mind it. Once it's here, I'm gaining because of it. So it's hard. We need to have an understanding over here because we're not going to walk around asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make problems for us, so to speak, just so that we'll be cleansed. It's not the way we're brought up to understand. See, he says an interesting thing from the Chafetz Chaim. In the name of the Magen Meshorim, who was in Vilna, and he brings down a marshal. It's an amazing marshal, and it can be used in many different areas. But it's an amazing marshal from Chafetz Chaim. He says that there was a guy. Follow this case. Like a lot of the Meshorim we've heard, this is a new slant from the Chafetz Chaim. It's like something I didn't hear over Falshirat. There was a fellow, a Yehudi, who used to rent a dira. He rented a dira from a certain sar, a guy, and he would have it for a certain amount of time. He rented it by the year, and he would pay a certain amount of money every single year or every month, equaling up to the year. For example, if it was 12 months, and let's say it was $200, so it would be $2,400. That's what this was the deal, and midei shana v'shana, every single year, this is what he did. He had his deal, he didn't have to move, the sar got his money, and everybody lived happily ever after, there was no problem. However, there came a time, the sar had to travel, and he was going to be away for an extended period of time to a Medina Rechaika. In those days, in general, traveling was a big sakonis. A lot of people traveled and never came back. And also, it took a lot of time. So someone who was going to a faraway Medina traveled by horse and wagon, and however they traveled, it could take years until they got back. And they knew for the next year and a half, they're not going to be here. But he had his dira rented out to this yid, and he wanted that it should continue going like it had in the previous years. So he took a guy and he put him in charge, one of his assistants, and he put him in charge of making sure to collect the rent from this yid. And he told him the terms of the deal, and then he left. However, this guy that was put in charge happened to be a son of Israel. He was an anti-Semite, and he couldn't stomach that this Yid had such an easy situation over here where he paid his rent every month and everything went great. And he devised a plan, and when it came time for this guy, he raised it. Instead of $200, he raised it to $500. We had it was rubles. I just changed it to dollars. Call it shekels. He raised it to 500. Obviously, the Yid didn't have the money. There's no way he could pull off the money that he needed to pay for this. Okay, again, And he had no choice because the Tsar wasn't coming back for a year and a half. So he was now up the creek. So what was he going to do? So he went and he borrowed and he collected from wherever he could collect, and he came up with $480. It's 20 short. And he approached the guy and he said, "Look, I'm really supposed to be paying $200. You're ripping me off. But what am I going to do? I can't do anything about it. You had me over a barrel. But here's $480. That's what I got." Now, the guy was anti-Semite. So, he didn't accept it. He said, "Oh, you're 20 short? Okay, I'll take 20 short." He calls over one of his henchmen. He says, "Give him 20 lashes. Whip him 20 times. One time for each ruble that he's not paying." And sure enough, he gets whipped. And not only did he whip him, he stole his money. He took the 280 extra shekels. But there was nothing the guy could say. When the Tsar came back a year and a half later, for this yid, told his wife he's going to go and he's going to complain. And he went and he told the Tsar what happened. And the Tsar was very angry. And the Tsar calls him over. And he says, "You should know that because you hit him all of these times, you hit him 20 times, and you used his money to buy your fancy mansion that you now live in, half of your mansion is going to him." And he gave him back half of that mansion, and he gave it back to him, to the guy that got hit. So what happens? So the Yehudi comes back to his house. He walks into his house and he's a depressed young, he's depressed, very sad. His wife says to him, "I say, what happened?" So he's told him over what happened and how he's going to get half of that guy's palace. So the wife looks at him. So what are you sad for? Look what you have. Look what you got over here. So what are you all lamal nafu panecha? Adraba, alecha l'smayach, v'matana yikari shekibalta. You should be ecstatic when you got such a beautiful matana. So he says, "Yeah, let me explain to you what's bothering me. Those 20 whip lashes that I got, when I got whipped, that year and a half ago, yeah, it hurt then, but I don't feel it today. I feel fine today. And look what happened. 20 lashes got me half his palace. Oh, if I would have only had 20 more, I could have had the whole palace." Says the Chafetz Chaim. Tein hadava v'inyone yisue ha'adam ba'olam hazeh. It's the same thing when it comes to our tribulations that we deal with. When they come, so it's very painful. It causes me discomfort. It could cause me embarrassment. It causes me monetary losses. It creates problems. And I can't take it anymore. I don't want it anymore. Ach, kasher yavo la'olam hagomo. Come to the next world. The Yira, either Yisurim Koshim or Morim, Chosach Me'atzim or Ilam Emes. And you see, hey, look at the path that has been paved for me in the next world because of the different trials and tribulations that I had to undergo in this world. And not only that, I'm not only getting schar for the mitzvahs I did, but I'm getting a tremendous, tremendous amount because of the different Yisurim that came to me in this world that I was Seivel. A person's going to think to himself, "Halavai, so you see Seivel, oi Yisurim, by the way, halavai, I would have had more problems." Because Giyaz, Harile Harbi Yisa Oinig, by the way, I would have even more. Now, it's true. So therefore, how do we apply it? So a great question. I've thought about it for most of my life, and I've heard from different rabbanim and different chacham over the years. But one of the easiest ways, methods, that we could employ in doing this is because if we would just stop for a minute or half a minute and figure it out and say like this to ourselves, okay, let's use a muscle, okay? A muscle is you come out to your car, you're ready to go to shul in the morning, or you're walking to shul, and you're halfway to shul, and I left my towels and phone in. It's an easy example that happens to all of us at least once a year, or once every 2 years. Some of us it happens to once a week. Okay? Now, when you really think about it, that's a very easy inconvenience. Because what's the worst that can happen? I'll be a little later than that. Yeah? But yet, we all know what our initial response to that is. It's annoyance. And the closer we are to shul, and the more it's raining outside, the more annoyed we are. Correct? Now, if we would take that example as our dogma, and we say to ourselves, honestly, what did I do to cause this annoyance? My tefillin were in the same place where I keep them every day. And every single day I remember to take it. And today I didn't. What changed? On my end of the deal, nothing changed. Of course, you could orchestrate and create a situation where you put it someplace else and you didn't realize it. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a simple case. On my end of the bargain, what did I do different? Nothing. I went to bed the same time, woke up the same time, I perked my coffee the same way I do every day. I put on my jacket or I put on my coat to go like I do every single day I went. Today, I left my towel alone. All the other days I did it. On my end of the deal, did I do anything different? No. No, I didn't. I really didn't. So what happened? If you really stop for 30 seconds and think about it, you realize that there was nothing you could do to prevent it, and therefore it's really, it's frighteningly silly to worry about it. You couldn't do anything to prevent it. You didn't do anything to cause it. Use this dogma for a second. Did you do anything to change? Nothing.
But you have to question, why did I get this?
Oh, very good. Very good. So, for that, we turn to the famous story of the Rebbe Lapian. The famous story of the Rebbe Lapian was on his way walking into Kamenetz. He tripped for a second. It caused him to sit down on the stair. And people came by and they asked him, can I help you out? Is something bothering you? He gave the yeshiva Kamenetz and he fell and he was sitting on the stairs. And people walked by and said, Rebbe, are you feeling okay? He says, yeah, I feel great. Okay. So why are you sitting on the floor? If you feel great, you should get back up and obviously you hurt yourself. No, I didn't hurt myself. So why don't you get up? Anu lahem, Rebbe Leo Lapian answered it. Ani yoshev choshev. I'm sitting and I'm thinking, contemplating. Mahu asiba. What is the reason? Ubeglal iza over in nafalti. And because of which avera did I fall? What was the cause? What did I do that could have caused that this should happen? Adam noifel stam b'mikra. Person doesn't fall because of circumstances or because of it just happened to happen, occurrence. No such thing as it just happened to happen, circumstantial. And noifel tzorach la'arich cheshbon ha'nefesh. I have to figure it out, and therefore I can't get up. I have to think, just like the brothers said. Avul Hashem manachnu. When they figured out they're going through so much service with Yosef HaTzadik, so what did they say to each other? We should have sold him. We brought this on ourselves. That means they understood if the Tzar is coming, there's a reason for it. So they tried to figure it out. Now,
one thing wrong. And
it's easy for tzaddikim. Exactly, oh, that's exactly the point.
Done a million things wrong.
That's exactly the point. That's a riot to what I'm about to say. The tzaddikim, so what did they do? They did one thing wrong, right? It didn't even for them. We sold Yosef, we should have sold Yosef, now we're getting punished. That's one way to look at it. The flip side is, I did everything right. I blew it once. This is what I got to go through? Yeah, you know why? So that at least this you won't get punished for either in the next world, right? So therefore, all we have to do is pick and choose. We got so many reasons why it could have happened. Baruch Hashem! We don't have to know for which exact reason it happened.
So you pick one thing, or you just...
You only have to pick one thing. But usually, if it will really be intellectually honest, I mean, this is a tough thing to do, and I once tried it in yeshiva with my talmidim, and I'm sorry I tried it because I found out the truth. But if we really think about it, a lot of times we don't have to think too hard to figure out within the last few hours which of the many things we probably didn't do too right could have been the cause. So even if we don't know the exact reason for the thing to happen, but we do understand that there's a whole list of reasons it could have happened for, and therefore, once it happens, say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you. It's cleaning one of the many things that we have. And the truth of the matter is that it's not so hard to do that. It's not so hard to do that, because at the end of the day, it's after the fact. And Yitzchak Avinu also, he was blind already. So therefore, he was appreciating the fact that he was blind, because he understood that there's going to be a din v'cheshvan, and this was getting him ready to have a cleaner slate.
According to the example with the person said, oh, I should have had 20
more. Right.
And instead of, if you realize you're halfway to shul and you forgot your towels and tefillin, the first thing that you go into your mind is, why didn't I remember when I was in shul? This would have been more necessary than me. I would have been much harder for me. that's a highlight regular to do that. You're halfway to shul, the first thought was, I got to go back halfway. I must have done something okay. But nobody thinks and says, I should say nobody.
Right? No, you're right.
The average person don't say, oh, you know, I should have been in shul already. It would have been a long trip. I would have got wetter in this one. It would have been colder. It's such a... That people don't say.
Yeah, you know why? The reason why people don't say it is because the way they work is, the way we work is, we say, you know something, it maybe wasn't coming to me such a great earnest. This is how much I need it to cleanse me. That's what sometimes we say. But the truth of the matter is, even if we don't say that, the least we could do is on what happened. I'll give you another mashal, which happens to me a couple times a year, and maybe it doesn't happen to anybody else. But and I'll tell you what I personally try to do in this case. And you can figure it out, you know, in each case separately. How many times does it happen? A few times a year. Whatever seep it is, I don't have a chance to get out to my earth. It happens a couple times a year. And one thing leads to the next. The next thing I know is it's 12 o'clock at night, or 1 o'clock at night, or 2. And I just got under my covers, and I'm in pajamas, and the light's out, and I'm ready to, okay, I'm going to say Kriya Shema L'Amita like right before I fall asleep, and it goes to you forgot my earth. Okay? Now, at this point, the emotions that you go through is, all right, 2 chakras is tomorrow. You go from there all the way to, how could I have been such an idiot? I should have went to my earlier. You know, and you go through the whole, you run through it. The last thing you want to do is now get back out of bed and deal with it. Okay? But what really don't you... The problem is that it's not just you get out of bed, you zoom through Maya in 25 seconds, and you get back into bed. That would be a problem, a half a problem. But that's not how you daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You get out of bed, you get dressed again, then you go down and put your jacket on, and then you go and you daven 10 minutes, not 2 minutes. And then, now I have to try to go back to sleep again. So the couple of times it happens to me, I stubbornly make myself get dressed again to create a matzav that the next time I'm in a situation and the evening is going on and on and on and I see Maya is getting pushed to the back burner, I remember that time that I had to get back out of bed and get dressed again and then daven again. Now if you're on a real high madrega, which happens like once every 4 or 5 years for me, if then I force myself to go out to a minyan. So over here, I'm at the Shemesh, you won't find the Maariv at 1:15 in the morning. In Borough Park in New York, you can find the minyan for Maariv until 4 o'clock in the morning, 3:30 in the morning. So it was much easier to find minyanim then. But Lamaisa, if we will at least, once it comes our way, try to deal with it in quote making the most of it kind of attitude, we might not get to the madriga where why couldn't it have been more, but at least we won't waste the opportunity that does come our way. And we see Mashiach was blessed to be Mashiach, that he was able to don up, he's going to be able to don up who's right and wrong without even knowing the story. There's so much that Yisurim does. Let me share with you another interesting thing. Another benefit to the Tzar. We know that Yaakov Avinu had some issues with Kolam issues with Dina and with Yosef. Now, just step back for a minute and try put yourself in his shoes. Your daughter ends up going and getting into a situation with Shem. You don't wish that on your enemy, such a story. You know what happened with Dina. What happened with Yosef? It's hard for us to fathom these sorrows that happen. Right? And now Yaakov Avinu had to go through this service. Why? Why did he go through? What was the Kodesh Baruch Hu doing when it said Vayeshev Yaakov Beretz Begui Av Beretz Canaan? And the Chita brings down that these happenings are merumas in the word Vayeshev. And he has the reason why. He figures it out. The Vav is from the word Yosef, the Yud is from Dina, the Shin is from Esav, Beis is from Lavan, and the Chidah has it all worked out. But however you slice it, what was the purpose? What would Yaakov have to have this? And he brings down that the reason why, from the Medrash Tapiyos, that Kol Hatzori Shabo Al Yaakov, the Din of Yosef, Hatam Kadesh Le Yizkoya Yaakov, Al Esav Ochiv. Now let's understand what's going on here. We're talking about Esav. I don't have to say anything more. I think that said it all, correct? And Yaakov has to suffer from Dina and from Yosef, all so that he's not Mizgoya. He doesn't become arrogant or gaibadik against Esav. Now what are we worried? We're worried he should have become gaivadik for the Esav, and therefore he has to suffer what Esav did to him, the tzaras that Esav caused him. From back in the mother's stomach, he is already having problems from Esav. And in order that he should have become Yizgoyer, Woody, in front of Esav, of all people, he has to suffer from such a mice of Dina and Yosef. That's an amazing statement. And the answer obviously is because it has nothing to do with Esav. It has to do with the Hashlamas Amidus of Yaakov. That's what it is. Someone does a favor for you. So you say thank you. You say thank you because to that guy he needs thank you, or you say thank you because you have to say thank you. It's for our Tikkun Amidus, our Hashlamas Amidus. If Yaakov Avinu was able to use Dina and the Mice of Yosef to create that he shouldn't be his goyer, shouldn't be haughty and arrogant in front of Esav, so that made Yaakov Avinu that much holier, that much more ready to be a kli kibbol, to be makabel. It's a tremendous, tremendous thing. And that's all because the nekuda here is not Esav, it's Yaakov. Yaakov has to, the concept of being haughty even against Esav is the wrong midah. So that's using tzoreis for a tremendous, tremendous mila. And that's what Yaakov Avinu was the bechish of always that he had to meet the shloima, all of his children with a shiftei car. Avram Avinu wasn't zeichet to that. He had Yishmael. Yitzchak wasn't zeichet to that. He had Esav. But Yaakov Avinu was zeichet that through him came the shiftei car. Why? It's very yitachin had he not had these maisim and he became his goyer, he became haughty, Hashem would have said no, it's not going to come from him. It's very yitachin. That's a tremendous, tremendous statement. But the truth of the matter is, all of these opportunities are opportunities for us to use. So when the Gemara tells us what's going to be by Mashiach, that's only another dogma of someone who has the ability of being purified through the different things that are going on that create a clear sense of, so to speak, right and wrong. And he doesn't have to hear all this. Shiata Dishmaya from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give shine upon him the knowledge that he needs to know mi yitzdak, mi tzadek, and who's not. It's a tremendous, tremendous thing. So I'll be Messiah. An interesting thing for you, we would think that it's too hard. It's too hard for us to pull this off. It's too hard. We don't know our limits. We don't know our limits. The Maisa, the Nassim Tzvi, Fechetal Kavachad Rashiva, the Mir, it was Yifnifta, showed us that when we think we reached our limits, there's much, much more. Chazal bring down that in the world, a kli mole lo machzik, kli reik machzik. It means that if kli mole lo machzik, kli reik machzik. It means if you take a cup, you fill up this cup to the top, could you fill anything more into it? No. Kli mole lo machzik. It's full, it won't take any more in it. Kli reik, if it's empty, then machzik. By Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's not like that. Kli mole marzik, kli reik e marzik. It means like this: Hashem gives you koiches. You don't use them, He'll take them away from you. Hashem gives you koiches, and you use them. Oh, to capacity, Hashem says, you know, I'll pour on you more koiches, and more koiches, more koiches, and more koiches. And the mice is that just Motzei Shabbos. I don't know if you were by the Hespedim, Motzei Goldstein. The Rav from Kilas Yaakov, Mishkan Yaakov over there, said their son used to learn in Mechavusa with Nassim Tzvi, and he couldn't move. He would learn laying in bed. It came time for Sheikh Kololi, and he couldn't get up, he couldn't move. So the Chavusa said, I'll go tell him the Beis Medrash that you're not giving Shia today. He says, I hear, but before you go, I don't have koiches to give Shia, but I have koiches to get out of bed at least. How much I could. Tell me out of bed. So he stood him up. And then he said, okay, now I'll go to the Beis Medrash and I'll tell him. And I'm not saying, no, no, no. I can't give shiur, but I have koiches at least to walk to the door. So help me get to the door. He came to the door, to the outside of his house, and again he was spent, totally wiped. And Chavrus has said, I'll go tell him, okay, now I'm going to go say to Noshe. Look, I don't have kerichas to give shir, but I have kerichas at least to, once I'm here, let me go to the base manager at least. The Bacham will see me, they'll learn better. I'll be there for tefillah, I'll be there. And he slept himself over and slept himself up the two flights of stairs to the Beis Medrash. And he gets in, and he has no kechis to give shir. He has no kechis. And he gets the seat, and he plops down into the seat, and boom, that's it. And this chavrus is about to start spreading the word that the Rashiva came to learn himself, but he has no kechis to give shir. But then the Rashiva looks at the time, and he sees it's time for when he's supposed to give shir. So he calls over the chavrus and says, oh, it's time to give shir. I have no kerchas to get here, but I'm here already, so I can give shir. And he went and he gave shir for the hour, shir kol. After that, he almost had to be carried home. But that means, kli moly machzik, the more you use your kerchas up, and, I can't do it, Hashem shows you can do it. Because Hashem's the one who's giving us the kerchas. We have to decide if we want to use him. So we really do have the ability to say, after the fact, if it would have happened like that, I thought would have gotten more schar. We don't do it. It's not because we can't. It's because we're not tuned in. But you know what we could gain? We could gain a tremendous amount. We could gain that our annoyance level at least drops. And we realize, okay, HaKobi Dei Shemayim. And if that drops, even one drop on the Richter scale, it was a tremendous success. Because then we do things that you assume the right way. Yeah. Now he's got. So I could go with David and other problems.